6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. And should we just start out with the giveaway, or we'll give a rundown. We listen to a lot of music videos, a decent amount, mm-hmm. right? A lot of different music video drops happen during the week. We have, looks like May is shaping up to be one of those months.
A lot of comebacks.
We're only going to go
exciting.
We're going to go through half-ish of May, you know, because we're just getting started. We got to save some for later. We'll talk about we'll talk about KCON for LA, cuz a lot of surprising stuff. We'll be bringing up Meow because they've been doing stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Next, Z, Haley has.
I do.
I guess I have it's a really small NewJeans part that we'll talk about. Of course, Coldplay finished up. We're going to talk about that and all the stuff going on there, including BTS and Stray Kids.
Yep.
Technically, right? Mm-hmm. And remember all those videos? Like, everyone has probably seen it on their reels or on IG reels or on TikTok. Mm-hmm. The clips of, like, the girl groups recently that have been doing that Pepero game,
which is,
like,
you know,
like they have, like, the little food snacks in their mouth. Seeing how close they can get it. Well, I kind of have the answer for where and what that was from. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to do all of that. But first, before we get started with anything else. Oh, also, yes, we did get tickets for Jin.
We did
at retail. Thank God. And not official platinum. Thank God. But let's go through that whole journey with you after we tell you and remind you that we are still doing the Lisa signed alter ego album Coachella giveaway.
Right.
So,
we are.
So last week we said, yes, Haley.
I sound so enthusiastic.
Yes. You're like one of those people where, like, they add extra words to, like, their essay.
I'm like that sound bar.
And so basically, yeah, Coachella ended last week and we were kind of, you know, it was really fun watching from home. All the performances were great. And we decided to give a giveaway, Haley.
do a giveaway.
So yes, all you have to do to sign up for this Lisa signed alter ego album is what, Haley?
Message us on our Instagram, Permission to Stand Podcast. Please tell us who your bias is from Blackpink.
Of course.
What solo album you like the most from the members?
Of course.
And yes. What song you like from that album?
That's just those three things to enter at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram. Some of you already have entered, like, literally like the couple, like a day or like two after. So there you go. It's looking good so far and best of luck, and make sure you do that. When we'll try to, I think we'll select a winner by maybe
mid-May.
Mid-ish May? We'll see. So keep them coming in. Also, we asked about that Q&A episode if you guys are interested. Some of you who entered kind of did, like, they answered and you also told us your opinion. And it sounds like people are interested.
It seems like the majority of you guys do want us to do it.
So please keep giving us questions, because we will decide based on the amount of questions we get. And literally, you can ask us a lot of random stuff, anything like K-pop related. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, how much photo cards do you have? Oh, like, what? I'm trying to think of a good, like, a question. Oh, someone even asked, you know, just like how we got into K-pop or something like that. I mean, yeah. It could be very general, could be very specific.
Like when I said, we got into K-pop.
Like, could be specific. Like thing about like specific groups mm-hmm. too, like how what we think or biases or like I don't know any like honestly as long as it's K-pop related. And I guess if you want to have any other questions aside from that, like where we've traveled and other things, you can probably ask that as long as you somehow correlate it or have a K-pop question with it too, and we'll consider it. It's been looking good actually. There's like actually a good amount, and I think when we figure that out, we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. But we just need to get an influx on. Like questions in general mm-hmm. or it won't work. Mm-hmm. So by giving us questions, and you could ask us multiple tons of questions, just send it to us all at Permission to Stand Podcast. And that's obviously on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you can send it to us there. And actually we do have an email, but I need to check out what it is. Cause mm-hmm. you could send questions there. Cause I know some people do not have Instagram.
Oh, people emailed and, us?
Huh?
People emailed us?
No, I have to double check.
Oh, okay.
I haven't given out an email. They cannot email us.
Okay, I was like, what?
We do have an old email account that we used previously for when we had a different podcast, technically, right? Mm. So we'll get started with that. That way some more people can possibly enter because I think, you know, some people might only be able to enter through email mm-hmm. For the giveaway. Mm. So we'll do that. So you can ask questions and enter the giveaway. And I think that's enough with that. And we should move on. And... we should get started with the Jin tickets.
Yeah.
So we Mr. Seokjin.
Got them. Thanks to Joko because I was at work.
And I was working too. Yeah. But honestly, like when I got in, I used my account. I used Haley's account. We tried for both days. The strategy mm-hmm. is to have different tabs for each day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even try to look like for East Coast shows like Florida.
No point.
Like bringing up Florida because it's so random compared to a lot of the other cities.
Right, because they rarely have in Florida.
Because most of the time we would like to always kind of have an idea, right? Like we try to gauge how the, I guess, demand is mm-hmm. by going into a sale for a different city that we are not going to actually go to, mm-hmm. like fly out to, except unless it's, you know, our major like groups that we really want to see, Le Seraphim. But... that was not the case. I didn't check the East Coast to see how much, because we do that kind of to gauge the prices, right?
Right.
Prices, and then see the demand, how, you know, especially if it's just a random place like Florida. Technically, I know it's not random, but compared to LA and New York,
yeah,
a lot of the other cities usually do not sell out as fast. So, like, we could have kind of gauged it, right? Mm-hmm. No, we went straight to LA. I did the LA one. I already lost hope because when I got in, it was like, I was like 8,000 something.
Which is still okay,
I guess.
Compared to some other people, my God.
But the thing is, when we got in, or when I got in at 8,000, yeah, you're right. There's like a lot of, not a lot, there's a good amount of available seats, like literally on the last three rows
right.
of the really top, further away nosebleed sections kind of thing. And honestly, if we're dealing with BTS and... you just have to go for it. So like I was able, so I like saw three that I was able to click out, and they were not actually, they were kind of more in the middle mm-hmm. of like the further away section. Mm-hmm. I clicked the three thinking that like, oh, as soon as I say like check out, it's going to say, oh, someone has this mm-hmm. ticket already, or it's not available, which is usually that's the case, Haley, right?
I know.
I feel like that's usually the case because sometimes it like really lags on the system versus
someone's
like the seats.
Quick, yeah.
Because like, I know some people just maybe use the bar where like they just click what tickets they want. Haley and I and like our friends, usually we like to zoom in because you
select
could
the seats.
You could scroll in if you zoom in really quick and fast, and you could actually click and select seats. So I saw the three that were there, and honestly, it was like still like it was pretty drastic because it was like three empty seats in that whole area. Then the closest one after that was maybe like another 8-10 rows back. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed it, Hail Mary, and boom, I actually made it to checkout. Mm-hmm. So we're going on Thursday. We're mm-hmm. going to see Jin on Thursday. Super excited. You know, I already put my PTO in as soon as we got that. If you're curious about the ticket prices, yeah, so I think the VIP, like the crazy ones in the front, like $5.99 or something.
That's not bad.
$5.99 or $4.99. I think it's $5.99. Considering it's BTS related.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Our seats were not bad also. I think the total for ours, even though we're kind of further away, was it was $149 and in, with the taxes and fees and all that stuff, it's like almost $190. Or actually it was $190, $191 or something. So that's kind of the that's how you I guess if you you're curious. The craziest part to me though was okay, also this is during presale because we had the army membership. We bought the army membership just to get into presale, which was worth
it. You need it for BTS.
You know why? Because general sale happened the next day, which is what the day today's we're recording this on Wednesday. I had a coworker's friend tell us that they got in kind of early. Nothing was there. The only things available was like, I tried again today just to see. I was number 11,000. But by the time they got in, I think they were like 4,000. Nothing was available because I think all the available seats were literally dropped during the presale.
Most of them probably went to Army, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. And I hope so. Definitely the official Platinums did because, yes, there were like in just like the 100 and 200 sections, there was a lot of official Platinums. But of course, we know how to filter that out, right? We filter that out from the search, but people were buying it, and the official Platinums were like the same price as VIP, $5.98 or something.
But that's probably gonna be cheaper than what they'll pay for resale, maybe.
I mean, we'll find out soon enough. We'll see. Because I think resales aren't technically not officially available yet on Ticketmaster, but so we're kind of further away. But at the same time, for something like BTS, and you just honestly, you just be happy getting anything at retail if you want to see them. I'm sure a lot. It sucks because I think a lot of scalpers probably got involved because you could you sign up for the membership. It's not like a lottery or anything or where you get chosen. It's literally if you bought a membership and you registered, your membership number is your presale code. So anyone could have done it if they did it correctly.
Right.
And yeah. So we'll see any fellow Army there on Thursday, if anything. If you want to say hi to us.
When is it? July? I feel like that's coming up soon.
July, that week is crazy, Haley, because that same week on that Sunday before, so 4 days after, oh no, 4 days before we see Jin, we'll be in the pit for Blackpink.
And then before that is Anime Expo.
And
the
then
week before,
two,
right?
And then like 3 or 2 weeks after this, it's K-Con. We have KCON.
Crazy.
So that's this whole like section of time in this calendar is pretty nuts. But that's the Jin experience. And of course, it's just the BTS effect. It was cool and crazy to see. Yeah, BTS is still BTS because like all the official Platinums I saw, I just saw it because I got into Haley's account later on, like a little bit after mine, to kind of see everything going on. Everything was just disappearing. Like, honestly, like, even though some tickets got dropped, they were the official Platinums. But as soon as they get dropped, they were caught up already. Because I tried to click and see if I could check out with the official Platinums that were dropped that people probably just, you know, timed out. Because they're probably contemplating life if this is, like, a good idea to spend $600
like,
for, like, for you know, like, mid-100, almost 200 section seats.
That's too expensive.
For like how far it is. Yeah. People snatched it up.
Of course.
They bought it. Because I never saw the tickets again.
Because like when is Jin going to have another solo concert like this?
So that's the BTS effect. That's how it is. And it's really interesting seeing it again. So once if Jungkook ever releases something or and then when BTS tours, just if you get tickets in your cart or whatever, you just sometimes you just take it.
I need to see Jungkook. Closer though.
I want to see him live. I would love to see Jungkook tour for him for his solo stuff. All right, I think we should get to comebacks and music videos, and let's start with May. May 2nd is the first batch of comebacks.
I feel like there's a lot.
There's a good amount in this month. This is just half the month, and it seems like we have a lot. TXT.
Finally, they're back. They're going to be dropping Love Language, their fourth digital single. I feel like, you know, because they took their hiatus and they're back finally.
Back to work. I mean, that's usually how it is, too. Like, I feel like. But also, May 2nd, the same day, we have a couple other ones. Two big ones, actually, too. Tableau from Epic High.
Our man, Tableau. And then it's Stop the Rain. And it's a single. And it's actually featuring Namjoon of BTS.
So RM is going to be featured in this one. I think we reposted something about it before, too. I think you have more information later on during the BTS segment that Haley will talk about more with what's going on. It's pretty crazy or pretty interesting. with like this track, like what it's going to be about mm-hmm. and all that. So we'll get to that for the BTS section where you guys kind of know where that's located. And last but not least, on May 2nd, guess what? Lisa has something dropping with Maroon 5 on a it's a single called Priceless.
Mm-hmm. She's collabing with a lot of different people.
She's collecting all the American artists, for real. Her and Jennie, to be honest, right? And all the collab songs pretty damn mm-hmm. good, so can't complain really. Only thing I could complain about is like mm-hmm. I like, okay, this is me personally, like for Maroon 5 I told Haley about this.
Yeah.
First off, they're not good live. They don't sound good live when I've seen them and heard before. And but second, it's like it's all about Adam Levine. It's like, what about your band? Maroon 5 is literally just Adam Levine.
Right.
It's like not even a band anymore.
And he's banned.
Well, now he looks like even like and his head is shaved. So he looks, I mean, I guess he looks cool, but I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like Maroon 5 is just Adam Levine.
I don't know. I feel like I hear like so much shit about him.
And then the thing is, I remember like, oh man, this is back when we're like, I don't know, when did Maroon 5 come out? Like high school and elementary school for us?
Yeah, a long time ago.
The thing is, like, Maroon 5 was a band. Like, you mm-hmm. know, he had like actual bandmates that they actually show in the music videos and stuff going on.
No, they're not there.
Literally, it's just Adam Levine. And it's mm-hmm. What song was that? It's like that song, when it gets cold outside and I got nobody to love. That's like I think their debut song for Maroon 5.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's the name of that song?
I don't know. Anyway. Harder to breathe. Something with breathe.
Keep talking. I'm gonna look.
No. Okay. So that's just me complaining about Adam Levine and Maroon 5. But I mean, no matter what, they do have very catchy hit songs. So Lisa is all about catchy hit songs. So she's working with like the right people for that. May 5th, we have NCT. I think it's pronounced. This is one of their Chinese members. I think it's Shen Le. And he's actually having
Shen Le, yeah.
Yeah, Shen Le. And he's actually having a Chinese special EP called Lucid. What happened, Haley? What
the
did
name
you find
of
about
the song is harder to breathe.
Oh, see, I nailed it. Got it. See, boomer.
What the fuck?
Nailed it. Okay, so yeah, NCT Shen Le is going to be dropping Lucid, which is mm-hmm. Specifically a Chinese special EP, mm-hmm. so that's kind of cool. May 7th, we have Day 6. Their digital single, Maybe Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
May 8th, we have P1 Harmony, their 8th mini album called...
Duh.
Oh, Haley, do you want to introduce the next upcoming date?
Yeah, so May 12th, we have Meow with their first EP, My Eyes Wide Open.
Nope. My eyes open wide.
Oh, what the fuck?
What are you reading?
I'm so dyslexic.
Or are you thinking of Twice's album?
I think so. I think that's what it was. My bad. My eyes open wide is
and
meow.
It's spelled wide double V.
Yes, of course. And they already had their pre-release single.
Oh, did they?
I love that song.
You do?
I do.
You actually really like that song. She's been singing that along. We'll talk about that during the MV chat later on. Also, on May 12th, Triple S Assemble 25. Does that mean all the members? Probably. Triple S's second album.
Why is it 25 when there's 24 members?
That's a very good question. Because you are the number. You're the fifth. You're
the
25th
member. Okay, got it.
They can't do this without you, Haley.
I see.
And then it looks like, yeah, so that's dropping also on May 12th. Title track is Are You Alive? I very am much so alive. May 13th, Haley.
My boys are back.
Boy Next Door.
Yes, with their fourth EP album, No Genre. I'm really excited. I feel like I haven't heard from them in so long, like music-wise.
And we kind of talked about that, mm-hmm. I think, another episode. May 14th, BB. Second album, Eve Romance. So that's dropping. I'm trying to remember. Was it Kevin that told us that, like, is it BB's younger sister is in Triple S?
Yes.
In Small World.
I mean, K-pop world is not small.
Let's see. Next is another NCT member. This one's a Japanese, Yuta.
Mm-hmm.
His first single called Twisted Paradise.
Mm.
It's be dropping also May 14th. May 14th, we also have another Japanese drop, Twice, fifth best album, hashtag Twice 5. I feel like they always do that. Like, it's like hashtag Twice, like, 3, 4 for, like, their best, some of their best albums, I think, for Japanese releases. I may be wrong, but I feel like I have one of these albums, actually. May 16th, because I feel like we have, there's way more. But we'll stop on May 16th.
Yeah, there is so much
Let's
more.
Give us a break. Let's talk about this man again. Jin, BTS, Kim Seokjin.
Title track, Don't Say You Love Me, for his second mini album, Echo.
Everyone's been waiting for this one, so that's what's going on. And we can finally talk about music videos. We watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, Haley. Where do you want to get started?
Starting with Cat's Eye.
That was a pretty gnarly music video.
It was very gnarly.
A lot of interesting things going on.
it's very like
Zoomer,
LA.
Bro. It's so Gen Z.
Yeah, it is. The song itself.
I know people hate on it. Like, we have friends that hate it already. It's very interesting.
Like, honestly, the song by itself, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, this is not.
I'm the shit, bro. Talk about
talkies, and they swear
well,
a lot.
Talkies is good because Sana likes talkies. You know,
the, I feel like
literally
it's like
talking about the chips.
Talk rapping almost. They're not like singing. I don't know how you would describe this
I
genre
feel like
of
just
music
talking for some, especially the intro.
Yeah, so that's what their song sounds like. It's nothing like Touch. It's not cute and poppy at all. It's gnarly.
It's like one of those interesting, hard, weird, experimental songs. So maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't like it.
I like the music video. It's very, it intrigued me a lot that it kept me, like, I was like, what the hell is going on in this music video? It's so, it's cool, honestly.
And honestly, the song, I don't think it's as bad as one of the other songs we're going to be talking about soon. That's probably why, because I was like, oh man, it can't get worse. And for me, I felt like it did get worse. But before we get on to that song, I'll tell you when. You'll know exactly when. The next music video we watched was Soul City with Jennie.
Yeah, I love her album.
Yeah,
so I love her.
And Soul City is exactly what you thought it would be, you know, because it's just like one of those it's not a montage, but it's like, you know, very like hipster, like, you know, like the slow still frames, kind of black and white, gray, you know, like the opacity is like, you know, like that kind of vibe. And it's just, you know, her and like pictures of Seoul,
right?
And little clips of Seoul. It's exactly what you would think with the type of sound and vibe that whole song is going for. Very chill, very, very cool.
Right.
We love Jennie.
Relaxed.
5050 dropped their song, Pookie. What do you think, Haley? As someone that does not has gotten annoyed because I've apparently overplayed one of their songs before.
Oh, I mean, the song was not bad, honestly, and I'm biased towards the word Pookie because we used to call our bird Pookie, and yeah, I like the song itself is really cute. And
it is cute. It's a really cute song.
I like their styling in the music video.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, I could steal all their outfits. Like, I want their whole wardrobe, basically.
See? Are they growing on you again? Like, 50-50 is not bad, right?
They've never been bad. I think he just, like, overplayed that song.
Gravity?
Every time. That song is not even bad.
Here, the thing
is, not a bad song.
The thing is, here, the reason why is because Haley comes home from work, and I have music videos playing sometimes, and I'm just listening to K-pop. And for some reason, like for like a good week or two, she comes home to Gravity playing.
I'm like, this song again? Like, what the hell?
I have to tell her, like, I'm not choosing the song on purpose.
My damn algorithm
so,
was screwed up.
But that's what was happening. But Pookie is really good. Cute song, cute, like really nice concept. All the members look really good. It's funny to me that they had Chanel, who is the American member, be the one holding and shooting the gun. Like, of course,
pink gun.
It's a pink gun, but nonetheless, they have the American hold and shoot the gun. It was like a pink shotgun. And I was like, of course they would. They had the American member do that. Overall, it was just, yeah, it was a cool and cute music video to listen to.
Oh, wait, there's one thing not on here.
What? You can say
what
it right
to
now.
Meow?
Oh, I don't know what happened. We could talk about it at the end.
Last.
That's last for sure. I don't know. Sorry. Next is the next song that made Gnarly not sound too bad. For me, it was Kiki, Groundwork. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
This song, some of our friends, when we listened to it with a couple of them, they said they liked it more than Gnarly.
I get it.
I can understand why. But for me, it was so boring. Like, there was, like, nothing interesting at all.
I don't remember it.
Well, there you go. Even better, Haley. To my point, I feel like I remember Gnarly way more. Because of, like, it's just, it was so crazy. And, like, this one doesn't even sound good. Because the expectations, I'm not going to lie, were kind of higher. Because Kiki had really good songs, like BTG. You know, Been That Girl. It's so it's really catchy and really different. But this one was like, I don't know what this is.
I feel like that was the same, though, for Cat's Eye. Because people had, like, a lot of high expectations because of Touch. Like, that song was viral.
The thing is,
everywhere.
This song for Gnarly, it has viral potential because it's
so... It does, because it's so weird
it's
and
so
unique.
It's so out of it. Like, yeah. out there kind of thing, right? Groundwork has no potential at all for, like, going viral. Also, I forgot it because it was so bad and so boring.
What it sounds like.
When you hear it again, you're going to be like, oh, this one.
All I can hear is Cat's Eyes. Not Cat's Eyes.
Gnarly?
Hands Up. Meow's song in my head.
We'll get there.
The
we'll get there. But yeah, so Groundwork, Kiki was definitely not it. And I thought they were all going to have, like, they were going to have, like, nonstop, like, good, banger, banger, good. Nope. It has to be evened out. They are not New Jeans. Shade Throne, yes. Highlight by AKA Beast.
Which I did hear that so, Beast got their name back. I don't know why they're still going under.
Inform the people, what is Beast?
So really? Beast is a second gen group who I was very obsessed with back in the day. And they're back again. There's only 4 members right now. There used to be 6. And I feel like a lot of you probably have heard of who the other members are. Because they're both tied to Hyuna.
Yep, you guys have definitely heard of Beast without even knowing.
Yeah, so one of the members who was actually my bias, Hyun Sung. I have such hard time pronouncing their names. I was like, man, I can't even remember their names. And he was my bias. I feel so bad, but their names are so hard for me to pronounce because they're Korean names.
Like super Korean names.
Right, exactly.
So Hyun what?
So Hyun Sung. He was the one that did the infamous song Troublemaker with Hyuna.
So that's...
This was like... 13
that
years ago?
Originated from them. And you've seen other groups currently doing, like,
yeah, they do, like, the dance covers.
Yeah,
of
covers.
It. Even Stray Kids did that dance. I think it was Hyunjin and Lino?
This is the origin.
Yeah, so that's
Hyuna,
where it's from. And Hyunsung.
Yeah.
So, he was my bias. So, now, Hyuna is also tied to the other member that left.
It's a little bit more infamous.
So, Young Junhyung. So he had the scandal with Seungri from Big Bang.
So both of them are
so
he that must not they're
that.
The Voldemorts. You must not talk about them
but
for their fandoms.
Hyuna ended up marrying him.
Yep.
So there we go. That's
Beast.
Why
and that's why she got canceled, right?
Yeah, she did get canceled.
Literally she canceled her tour, like, because no one wanted to go, because who the fuck is gonna wanna go to someone that, like, ended up marrying a really bad person.
Yeah, that was, like, not being nice to, like, women and stuff like that. Like, so, obviously,
was he really involved in the sex trafficking part, too?
He wasn't. He was in the group chat.
Seungri was one of the people actually involved.
Seungri definitely was.
But he was in the group chat still, like you said.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's him. So, now Jesus. Beast is only 4 members, and they did release a new music video called Chains.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about them. We're talking about the music video. Yeah. Haley, what do you remember from it?
Nothing, because I think during that time, because when we were watching it, I was looking up their names, because I told Joko, I was like, oh, my God, like, my bias was, like, I couldn't even remember his name. And I was like, he's the one that did Troublemaker. So we watched Troublemaker, because Joko had never seen the original video before. And I was like, this is the one that all the groups do.
It sounds so K-pop, like old K-pop.
Old school. And the styling is wild.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is definitely K-pop. That was like what people imagined or like saw and viewed in their head as K-pop.
This was what? 2013?
Like 10, 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Like, crazy.
But I'm talking about even like 15, 10 years ago, if you said K-pop, that's what I imagined it to look like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the style was back then. But yeah, so.
Last but not least, Haley. Meow.
Meow.
What
hands
song?
Up.
Oh. Hands up.
Break the sky. and put your hands up.
So it sounds like you really like this song. Yeah, why?
I don't know.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too, but like it's really catchy.
To you. Okay,
and the dance is cute. Like, I like how, like, quirky it is.
It is kind of quirky. In a cool way. I like I like the quirky dances. Like, look at Le Sserafim Come Up.
Right.
So quirky.
Come
but
what
did I say?
Come up.
Come over.
Hands up.
Oh, yeah, freaking, I'm getting, like, boom confused. Mm-hmm. Come Over. Yeah, yeah. Come Over is fantastic. And I love the song. And I love the concept. And I love the dance. But Haley apparently feels the same way for Hands Up for Meow.
Oh, I think... I'll just talk about it here because we're already, like, talking about...
Oh, okay. I mean, because we're going to get there.
Or do you want me to do that later?
Yeah, it's separated into parts for a reason, Haley.
Just kidding. I'm not going ahead. I'm going by the notes. Yeah, so check out the music video. It's really, really good, and the song is really good, and I love the, like, the drop at the end.
Yeah, because look at where we're at. We need to do an ad drop right now. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Take your water break, bathroom break, whatever you need to while you're doing all of this. Because you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where you get to hear me and Haley talk about K-pop every Thursday. And you can sign up for our Lisa signed album giveaway. Where, Haley? And what else can they do there?
On Instagram. Please message us. At Permission to Stand Podcast, tell us who your Blackpink bias is, what solo album you like the best, and which songs from their solo album are your favorite.
And what else should they tell us about if they like?
I don't know.
Q&As. What else should they send with the Q&A?
I don't know.
Questions, Haley. Questions.
Man, I don't know. I thought I was just doing the part.
Questions, Haley. Please send us the questions to Permission to Stand Podcast.
Okay. I'm gonna try to look up.
I keep forgetting, but I'll try to remember to put a note for myself. I'll get the email. That way, you can send us questions. If you don't have an Instagram, I feel like in my head, I'm like, you know what? That's not fair. Because what if some people listen on other platforms and they can't reach us. I'm not expecting you to make your own Instagram account just to do this. So I will. Everyone has an email account for sure in the world, especially these days, right?
I hope.
And so, yeah, I'll drop something for the next episode for sure. And maybe, I'll do it so we could do it in the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. Anyways, time to move on. We are now going to talk about KCON.
Yeah, wow. KCON LA specifically. Because
so surprised.
Japan hasn't even happened yet. I think it's happening this month. KCON Japan.
Yet we're getting KCON LA
lineups.
Mm-hmm. Not just hints. Well, they did, obviously. They always open
first.
With hints. But they actually gave us part one.
Bro, it's like only April. KCON is in August.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're not familiar with KCON, like, I'm not going to assume all of you are familiar with it. What happens, though, for those who are familiar, you're very familiar with this bullshit that usually happens. So, yeah. Oh, KCON is going to... For example, it's... When is it this
August.
Year? August. The the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. What KCON would probably do is drop the hints... Maybe the month before,
like
so July,
June. maybe end of June.
Okay,
yeah.
But we won't get actual lineups like confirmed till July,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly,
like the beginning of July, maybe like literally a month before.
Yep.
So you know how horrible that is for a lot of people who are traveling out and want to come to KCON, but they don't know, like, oh, I don't know what groups are going to perform. Will I make the trip? Plus, you have to, like, it's going to be a month out, so a lot of the stuff will be more expensive in terms of, like,
hotels
and, of course, the flights. You need to, like, book these flights way ahead, like, to be cheaper and, like, more affordable. So we've always, I think everyone who's gone to KCON for years and years, we've always been collectively contemplating and complaining about these issues with, like, not telling us earlier enough.
Hello, like, drop it already.
You know what? There was hope because they fixed a lot of things from KCON, the actual KCON last year.
They did.
Because they listened to us, and KCON itself was actually really, really, like, a really well-oiled machine, how they had everything organized. Oh, chef's kiss. I think we talked about how good it was.
Don't change anything.
And guess what? Whoever's organizing KCON and really, like, in charge now, chef's kiss, thank you so much, because you guys have actually dropped part one of your lineup.
And that's so early.
And
April?
We're only in, yeah, literally, it's not even May yet. We're in April. April, May, June, July. This is how it should be. Do you want to kind of tell our listeners who is actually confirmed?
Yeah, so the first lineup is...
We don't know. There could be I know there's going to be a second for sure, but there could be a third. You never know.
They did that last time. They dropped NCT like later on. They're like, oh, surprise.
Yeah. So, yeah, here we go.
So the first confirmed lineup is Gravity, 17, Hoshi and Woozy.
Haley trolled y'all 17. For a second.
But that's still pretty cool. I wish it was BSS.
Oh, our boy DK and Sun Kwang, the most worried man in the world.
I would have like screamed if it was them, though. To be honest, I'd be like,
dude, that would have been fucking crazy.
So Hoshi and Woozy, known as H and W, and then Issue, Ive, Izna, of course.
Of course, Izna.
Because they're Mnet.
If Izna's there, that means
ZB1 is definitely there.
Confirmed, mm-hmm. Of course, too.
JO1, Lee Yoongi.
I'm surprised. So she's going to finally make her kind of like debut here.
Yeah, because she was there last year, but in Japan.
No, yeah, not in America at all. So finally she has an US LA, I guess, her debut.
Yeah, I know, because like a lot of people were asking for her, actually. They're like, oh, man.
Lee Yoongi has like all those amazing shows with like, you know, she partners up with a lot of different K-pop artists.
BSS should have gone. They did a collab with her.
Yeah, that's why it would have made sense. And Lee Yoongi, like, you know, she has that crazy collection of all the girls that she had kiss, like all the girl idols kiss on her picture frame.
Right.
And she
does that drunk show.
She does
show.
So much. She has so much
drinking
stuff.
Show, sorry.
Drunk show. Yeah, she comes
she
in
is drunk.
If anything, her guests usually do kind of get pretty tipsy.
They do.
So Lee Yoongi is there.
And Mix.
Yeah. Thank God. We got to confirm.
P1, Harmony, and Roy Kim.
So there we go.
So that's the first lineup. It's pretty solid already. I mean, for most people.
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, we got Ive for sure. Last time we had Ive was the fucking horrible setup for the High Touch.
Right.
So if
but
you're
I
doing
mean, their
the
concert
same,
was good.
If they're doing what they're going to do this time, let's... Like what they did last year, we'll get a legit High Touch. It'll
That's
be pretty
true,
good.
Because last time it was like in 2022, right?
Well, actually, we didn't touch them. But at
it
least,
was like
we
the
got
plexiglass.
To, yeah, that was horrible.
That was shit. But last year's High Touch was amazing.
We didn't get to touch them, technically. But we still got to, you know, like go up to them. We got to film.
You got to film, which is the best part about it.
Like, well, yeah, of course. Why not let people film? It made no fucking sense before.
I keep going back and just like watching like Song Ho's reaction to my outfit. I'm just like, I'm so glad that I have that on film because, like,
yeah.
I can't remember that shit.
Like, especially the details. Like, you remember of it. And
yeah,
just, like,
I do.
With NMIX, too, I loved seeing, like, myself do, like, the hand hearts with
right,
them.
Right, of course. So cute.
It's like, I would have the memory, sure, but, like, I have the memory and I have...
Forever.
The memory, like, the vivid clarity.
Yeah, that it happened.
In 4K and 60 frames per second that it happened and, like, how they reacted. Because some of them, like, you don't remember. It's like a blur sometimes. I'm like,
right.
Oh, like, oh, Jiwoo was, like, she looked, like, really happy. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, Haewon was excited. Mm-hmm. Like,
because it is a blur because cool. It's so quick. You walk past them.
It's, like, less than 10 seconds. Yeah. It's so quick. But, yeah, so excited. And hope, fingers crossed, that KCON last year translates and becomes the same as it was for this year.
Right.
Like how they handled and organized it. Please. All right. Let's also talk about Coldplay because in terms of concerts, they finally finished their final concert in Korea, their finale.
They did so many dates.
I guess it was on April 25th, the last one. Yeah, so this had the infamous Twice in their red outfits again. I love when Twice is in their red outfits. They look fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a different set of red outfits, but it's so cool. It's funny. Like, it feels like it's their last day.
I feel like
for
this
the
one
thing,
would
and
have
it's
been
red one.
Amazing to go to the finale for this.
Of course. People probably knew. Like, if you're in Korea or, like, visiting Korea, you had a feeling that crazy shit was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, of course, did that. It was very cute because, like, on the, you know, the song collab that they do after, you know, because remember, they're the openers.
Right.
They're just the lowly openers for Coldplay, which had all amazing fan cams of, like, you know, every member, like, in red.
Mm-hmm.
That's flooded my algorithm. It was amazing. It's a lot of Sana and a lot of Tui. Tui's been up there in my algo lately. They also did a really cute collective I Love You to Chris Martin and the band Coldplay as a band. Take notes, fucking Adam Levine. It's not just Chris Martin. Mm-hmm. Like, the band is always really involved. Mm-hmm. And it was really cute. So, like, they said I love you, and they all kind of like looked at each other when they made sure to like say it at the same time. They did, like, you know, the hand hearts, like the ones over their head. Mm-hmm. Really cute. Rosé came back for more punishing in terms of Apatu. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, if she had to sing it twice.
Okay, because we didn't watch
it. I didn't watch this one this time. But she sang Apatu, and she obviously had a great time. Mm-hmm. I can imagine the crowd, and everyone goes wild. Even probably, like, the celebrities there. Probably
it's
like
such a good song.
Everyone, like, just has fun. It's such a just a fun song. Mm-hmm. So hats off to Rosé for showing up and having a good time again. Then we had someone dressed up as an alien.
He's so silly, honestly.
I wonder who the hell would do that for a song called The Astronaut. Who would do this?
Jin,
of course, was there for the last concert with Coldplay. You know, he said a lot. He was talking to the audience a lot in Korean. And then, of course, infamously did perform The Astronaut again on their piano instrumental kind of thing. And it was, Haley, you put this note.
Yeah, so like, we talked about it last week too, like when Jin was called up on stage, because it was like the same thing again. Like he was holding up a sign and then Chris Martin like tells him like to come up on stage. And then when he saw it was Jin, because it's a skit, guys. But he like was so happy to see Jin, and he picked him up with one arm and like swung him around. Like he was like
Jin, like a child.
Like a kid. But I mean, he's doing this with one hand, and Jin's like a pretty like, you know, he's a tall guy as well. And like, but Chris Martin just like swooped him up and like was spinning him around.
He's on that high.
It was just a really cute moment, and Jin was like, ah! Like, you know how Jin is.
But, like a little girl.
Exactly. So it was really cute. And then, so, there were some celebrities that I saw that were there. Namjoon.
RM was there.
Was there. And apparently Tae was.
You didn't know this, huh?
I didn't.
I didn't know this either. A lot of people didn't even actually know that he's there. There's no videos of him.
Really?
But the thing is, when they're about to start My Universe, which is obviously a BTS collab.
Yeah, did they let him sing?
No, so Jin was on the stage, right? And then Chris Martin goes, like, looks to the crowd and talks to the crowd, like, I know you're, like, or he's like, basically said he wants to sing together with, he's like, oh, I want to sing with you. I want you to sing wherever you are, RM and V.
Oh.
So Tae was somewhere in the crowd, who knows where.
Yeah.
So he got word or wind that RM and V were there because he said that.
Right. I mean, I saw Namjoon's, like, people were
saw videos, clips.
But not Tae.
Like, RM was, like, you know,
jumping up and down.
Having a great time. Time of his life. Yeah, so that's why it was interesting. Mm-hmm. No one has videos of V. So Tae was there somewhere being the hidden beefy boy he is now.
He's huge.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that, Haley. Don't worry.
Okay.
And then
Felix was also there.
Yeah. Straight
and
kids.
And he did post it on his personal Instagram account, and he was singing along to Fix You. And yeah.
It was cool. It was really cute. Like, it's cool when the celebrities or like other idols and artists go to see other artists, like especially like Coldplay, international ones like
they
this.
They love him.
And they like, you know, go without anyone knowing. Mm-hmm. And you only don't find out till later on.
After they post it.
Yeah, after they post. And they're like, oh man, Felix was there. And like, so that's probably the same thing with Tae, but he probably didn't post at all. He's just there to enjoy the song and the music.
He's probably like covered up really well.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly. I mean, like, it's hard to tell. It's right? Like, you
if
wouldn't
you
be able
a mask
to know.
And like a hoodie and a hat.
Which kind of gives it away, because a lot of people these days are not wearing completely like that anymore, right?
That's true.
So it's kind of like almost in a way you're like, oh, I wonder if that's somebody.
Conspicuous.
But he did a good job, got away with it. Chris Martin called him out, so I guess V was there. And yeah, I think that's about it. And I think before we get on to like, we have like little mini segments of like a lot of random tidbits. But I just want to remind everyone, you're still here tuning in, Haley, to the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget to stay hydrated. Use the restroom if you have to. Don't hold it in. Please don't hold it in. It's bad for your kidneys and your bladder. Do not. Just let it. Just pause. We'll still be here. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you are tuning in. And Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And right now we're doing a giveaway for Lisa's alter ego.
Signed album. You don't have to tell the details because they should know already
okay,
by now.
Okay, bitch.
Whoa, why am I the bitch? Sorry. I'm saving you.
Because I messed up last time. I thought, okay, I'm going to have this whole spiel.
No, you have to tell them, because I feel like
it's too much.
You all should know by now after the first, like if you listen to the intro, the details are there. And that's all you have to talk about. And also the Q&As. Send us your questions. If you have questions, random questions, any kind of interesting questions, K-pop related for us or in general, like, you want us to just talk about, please just send it. And that's about it. That's all you got to say, Haley. Okay. It's done. And now we could move on because here's my little New Jeans tidbit. It was Danielle's 20th birthday. Thank God.
She's actually 20.
She's 20. Like, not like normal. Not Yunche 20.
Australian age.
Like, so she goes by the code of the world, mm-hmm. and actual numbers.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so with New Jeans, like, it was interesting. The reason why I'm bringing up, so she made like a kind of a birthday post, was saying a lot of thank yous. And I think even her sister, who's like a, you know, that solo artist as well. Posted a lot
Olivia?
Of stuff like, yeah, Olivia, she posted like birthday stuff, like I guess like she had a cake and they were talking about like, oh, you're 20, and she like Danielle didn't even know she was 20. She was kind of surprised.
She forgot. I saw that video.
Yeah, that was a while back. So like her 20th birthday was a fairly like, yeah, like a little while back now, but recently she posted on their I guess their, it used to be NJZ, then it became MHDHH.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just their initials.
The initials of each member. And she posted, it was actually interesting. So it's an actual post, not just story. So like, you could actually go back and look at it. She just kind of like was reflecting. It was like Korean and in English. So it was nice of her to kind of do both. And she kind of like, went down the emotions of everything going on with, you know, it's just, of course, a lot to unpack. And she's just, you know, still thanking bunnies for being supportive. You know, the bunnies that are, like, still, like, writing letters and, like, supporting them. And, you know, throughout, we know the crazy situation, which is, I'm sure, is kind of affirming to hear from, like, from their point of view. I'm trying to be me in the middle here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they know how much, like, they're in deep shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides of everything, of this coin is horrible. Mm-hmm. We don't even know, they don't even know the next time they'll perform, the next time they'll ever do this again.
Sucks.
Will we be in Gen 6 already by the time we hear New Jeans again? Because by that time, like, I know you guys had so much momentum. Sure, we will know, we'll listen and hear. But, like, in terms of, like, the type of momentum and, like, global popularity and, like, you know, we're going to have other groups by then. There's going to be a lot of other things going on.
Right.
It's going to be hard to, like, you know, kind of come back and compete against a lot of this stuff, like the wave is kind of gone, unfortunately, right? And I feel like the members are like coming to terms with this, and Danielle obviously has to. She even wrote, like, you know, like she, reading the letters from the fans and bunnies, like, you know, she started like just tearing up without even reading anything yet, because I'm sure all that stuff is in the back of their mind. Like, they're human too, like, I'm sure they have to have realized, you know, how detrimental this is probably going to be for the future. I know they're trying to be optimistic. I mean, what else can they do, right? Mm-hmm. They can't do anything else except kind of be hopeful. And she says all this stuff, too. It's an interesting post. So I would just say I read through each swipe. Mm-hmm. Like, she, you know, there's like five slides, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she kind of just kind of like lays down, like, you know, like, oh, how she feels about everything going on. And, you know, and I think it's fair. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, with all the shit going on. And it's just something I feel like if you're curious to read it, go ahead and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's also, if you're curious to read and hear about, actually, this is not even my notes here. One of our friends told us about this. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested about everything going on that happened with JYP's international group, Vicha.
Oh, God.
Remember the collapse that happened of this group?
Yeah.
KG, the member that, you know, like, was dropping a lot of information about all the craziness going on. She dropped more stuff because I think it's going to all be public knowledge anyways when she drops all of this towards the court, because it's going to be public knowledge as proof, right? Kind of thing. I forgot, like, all the fancy words and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she dropped a lot of interesting, crazy information. It's almost like a manifesto kind of thing. And I didn't read it myself. One of our friends, Sam, shout out to Sam, was kind of giving us the laydown for this update. So she dropped it and told everyone, like, you guys are going to find out anyway. Might as well just let you know, like, what you're going to find out. Goes over some really crazy, like, interesting, dark stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had, like, their own group chat. Of course they did. But she's using it. You know, usually it's private. But, you know, with all the stuff going on with this, she's going to make it public because she's using it legally in court. You know,
as
for the
evidence,
trial.
Basically.
Yeah. And talks about how, like, one of the members even said, like, oh man, these songs are trash. Like the songs that they're like being presented to use and sing. The really dark stuff is really sad. We're like, there's no name dropping, but everyone already kind of knows who it is. Right. The Mongne.
Yeah.
I forgot. What's her name? Kaylee. Right. It's really sad. It talks about how she was contemplating like suicide, like, you know, hurting herself, like burning herself with like a lighter and some other crazy, really sad, dark stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was a lot of stress and a lot of stuff that they had to do. JYP works their groups and their idols, right?
Right.
So yeah, all this really dark and really sad stuff, like she covers all of this and kind of goes into detail, like I said, like the burning herself and like all that stuff. It's just sad to hear because, like, you know, it was
she's
just too much.
She's like 13.
Super young. And, you know, like they're not used to this. Like Haley said, they're young. Yeah. But like I know there's other trainees in K-pop that are young, too. But you have to remember they're born and raised in Korea, different standards, different ways of living. Not to mention they started training as trainees if they were curious and interested about it even earlier.
Right.
So 10. To throw American like kids,
right,
teenagers that are not used to the type of grueling work, you know, like that comes with all of this. Oh man, how taxing is that? Like mentally, emotionally, because obviously it is. And look what happened. It's a huge downfall of Vicha and JYP, you know, JYP not doing things correctly because apparently it was brought up. All the members had brought it up to like management and, you know, the managers that are supposed to be watching and taking care of them. But and like talking about they're like bringing up like, oh, she's like, you know, binging and all this stuff. And they the management, oh, it's going to look so bad when this happens because or when it comes out to public. They just said that's normal, like it's just deal with it kind of thing.
Yeah,
because
that's part of the training.
That's probably like what people are you accustomed to and what they go through in Korea, some of the trainees, which is
they
sad.
They do go through
it's
that.
It's a different world in Korea compared
to
the US.
And it's like if you don't want it, you can't go through with it.
And that's why I think this experiment for them of getting international members, mostly like, you know, from the US, it's backfired on them.
But what about Cat's Eye?
Cat's Eye, they're probably older already. And they're probably okay with like their figures and stuff. Because that's obviously they're thick and everything.
They're thick, exactly. They don't need to give them diets.
Not 13 though.
Right.
Right? So like it's a different, you see the success of having someone, like a group that's more mature and you kind of let them do their own thing. Gnarly, they're literally cussing and everything already.
Exactly.
So like that's kind of like the emotional health and mental health, right? Because they're kind of more free and in terms of that and not like probably like being like whipped to death, like with crazy schedules, like 10 to 10.
Yeah.
Like 12 hour shifts of just dancing and learning choreo. And then not to mention they still have to learn.
Not allowed to eat.
Or they can eat very minimum. It's not enough though. But so that's the other. So that was one of the crazy things. So if you want to look up more on it, you could probably find it if you Google up probably on Reddit or other stuff. What else do we have here, Haley? We have okay. Let's flip it up. Let's smile because we have some dance challenges.
We do, specifically Taeyong and G-Dragon,
our favorite Gen 4 and Gen 5 soloists.
I love them
from the Gen 2 generation.
Yeah. So they both did it separately. They did the dance challenge hands up with Meow, of course, because you know, like their former. I mean, Taeyong is still under Black Label, and then of
they're
course,
tech, yeah, because that means they're actually they're label mates with Meow, who's under Black Label, which is all under the umbrella of YG.
YG, exactly. So yeah, Taeyong did his dance challenge, and the first thing I noticed is like, man, Meow's really fucking tall.
And we really know Taeyong is short as fuck. He lies about his height.
He says he's 5'8".
Yeah, when his hair is spiked up with a mohawk,
and when he has shoe lifts. No hate. I love short kings.
Short kings. Straight kids. And we love Taeyong. Young Bae.
Embrace it.
But it's just crazy because Meow is tall.
Not to mention, they
put him next to Gaon, who is like the tallest member.
She's like 5'9".
She looks like she's 6 foot.
Honestly, like next to them. Probably because she's wearing like higher shoes as well. And then the one that I was really happy to see, because he never does dance challenges, was G-Dragon. Quote unquote dance challenge. He tried.
Oh boy.
He was doing his own thing.
He's cool enough to be able to do just whatever.
I love him. He was so cute. Bless
his
heart.
Being awkward and funny.
Mm-hmm.
So he did a cat thing, right?
They did the cat ears
pop
for him. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the only dance challenge that I have here.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That was like the most important one for
unless
me.
There's another dance or another viral thing going on that we don't want to get in our heads. Ruby-chan!
Hi!
Arinosuke!
Chokuminto!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that one's still going around, guys.
It's being passed
actually,
around like a blunt.
The one that we saw recently was B2B. Hilarious.
Oh, shit. If you want to see boomers doing that,
fucking
for sure.
Check that video out. It's amazing. I was dying.
You need to repost that on the permission.
I should. Oh, my God. So good.
Go for it. The rest is kind of all yours.
Yeah, so Nexi, who are basically Stray Kids' baby Japanese group, they are... releasing a new, I think, did they release? Maybe we missed this already, but they're releasing a new album also. I don't know when this comes out.
Maybe it's later. Cause
I think it's
probably,
later
yeah.
in May. So, like, they're doing, like, a pre-release track. I think it's called Oh Really. But basically what happened, they, Felix treated them food and drinks for their comeback. It was really cute. It was posted on their story.
Oh, Hyung.
Oh, I was like, and he, and like Felix had even posted like their pre-release track on his story as well, like saying like congratulations and stuff like that. So they're very, very supportive of them. And also like on that album, I forgot what song it is, but Han wrote one of their songs for them as well.
I think you talked about it in the other episode.
We did. So basically it was cute. Like they had so much donuts and it was like all like boba drinks.
Mm.
And they were all like
milk tea and all that different
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, displayed in like on like a huge
when you say
table.
Boba, what people think of that's like a
bubble
Cali
tea.
Thing.
Bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Milk
Haley.
Tea.
Milk tea.
Okay. So basically, it was like all arranged in the shape of a heart and like the donuts were in the middle. And they were like, thank you, Felix. Like they were like really excited about that.
That's cute.
It was really cute. That's it.
Oh, okay. And then for me, I found the source or the sauce. The sauce of all those very sus, very, very interesting and very cool to watch. Basically, Gooners Rejoice, I guess, if you like this kind of action, because remember we saw clips of, let's see, Sullyoon was paired with Bae. They got really close with their mouth because of the Pepero challenge kind of thing, and it went viral. A lot of this was popping up everywhere. So basically, it was part of the Inkigayo. So Inkigayo has like a show after the show kind of thing where it's kind of like they have a little snack bar cafeteria after Inkigayo is up. Inkigayo, of course, is the, you know, the famous show where they have the different idols and groups kind of compete against each other in terms of like points to see if they win. And, you know, that's where they kind of get the like all those different wins that everyone kind of talks about a lot on like the show wins.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Inkigayo is like one of the big ones. And Liso and I believe Yujin, who's
Yuji,
also known as Yuji from ZB1.
Mm-hmm.
So Liso and I from IVE. They're the hosts currently. They're both the Mangnes, yeah. They're both the Mangnes. And they're the ones that are currently hosting this, like, I guess, season, Inkigayo. Mm-hmm. But so that's what's going on. So like one of them, usually it seems like it's been Yuji a lot that's been doing this. Talks to like a little bit, like they do an intro, like he's at the shop. It looks like a little small, like stall shop with snacks, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they kind of go about having different challenges and different like activities to do. The first episode, if you watch it, you have to kind of go back there. First one has ZB1.
Of course.
So guess what? They did the very sus challenge. So,
I love it.
So the Pepero challenge is basically, I guess the best way for me to describe this is, it's like Lady and the Tramp.
Yep.
With a little snack stick, which is almost like the Pepero is kind of like
Pocky.
The Korean brand of Pocky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Japanese like chocolate covered breadstick. Mm-hmm. It's that's what it is. So they basically one member puts it in the mouth and then the other member puts it the other end in the mouth and they kind of get as close as possible without,
by biting it
without
and
trying not to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Some lips definitely touch for like other.
I mean,
stuff.
I feel like this challenge has been going on forever.
Oh, of course.
Remember, I mean,
tale as old as time.
Freaking remember
as
Stray
as
Kids when they were babies. They were doing this shit.
But the funny part is it's just now we got to see it on an official kind of scale. And now we get to see it, I guess, with ZB1. Because EB1 did it.
They did.
Followed by second one to do it was Le Sserafim. So that went around. We saw like Yunjin with Yunche, Sakura with Kazuha. And we kind of talked about it briefly. And it's interesting because Chaewon was actually like the part, they quote unquote hired her as a part-time worker for that episode. Mm-hmm. And she was basically the host kind of thing.
I see.
So yeah, they kind of did that. And it's kind of, you know, like then we had Kiki. So Kiki had it, but it wasn't on my algo. So they did that too as well. But the most recent episode was Enmix, which went viral because Kyujin and Jiwoo.
How close they got.
Kyujin went for it. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't
care.
That's how it should be. They didn't care that there's fucking cameras. Kyujin, I'm pretty sure, touched Jiwoo's bottom lip. Like, their lips definitely touched, I feel like. And then that's why, like, Jiwoo's just holding it together. But they got, that was the smallest ever I've ever seen in any show. So they went for it. Second was Sullyun and Bae. And my God, they got pretty close too. Like, they didn't care.
I'm waiting for the day that someone just, like, full on, like, takes everything and makes out.
I want that to happen
too.
This is the show and series where it's possible.
That's why I was very disappointed with ZB1 because like they're the most sus. To be sus.
The most
and
sus.
They were like not, except for Matthew.
They're like only behind closed doors,
come
Haley.
Come on. I know private you guys are kissing. fucking Hanbin and
Enmix definitely
Zeng
kissing
Hao.
Too for sure. Like I feel like some stuff's going on there. But yeah, so that's the show. If you want to check it out, it's like all, and it's hard to find on YouTube because like the whole title of it is in Korean.
Mm.
So you probably just have to like look up Inkigayo and like
Pepero.
You'd have to go Inkigayo like shop or like cafeteria or snack bar or something. It was just interesting because like they talk about other stuff too. They talk about like, oh, like what favorite food do you like? The Sserafim, for example, Kazuha was holding a rice cracker, but it was the shape of a heart. Banana milk, Haley.
Hell yes, Yunche.
Yeah, Yunche likes banana milk.
And so does Jungkook.
It's a mangne thing in Hype, I guess. Yeah, the golden mangnes, respectively, of the both of their groups.
That's what gives them power.
Yunjin is so American. I'm surprised she didn't say freaking Greek yogurt, but she likes sun chips.
Okay.
Sakura, man, she is sodium overloaded. She likes bulldog and Spam.
Hell yeah, Spam.
Like, bulldog is like the brand of like the instant ramen noodles, the spicy ones. And Spam. So she likes her sodium overflow of that. But overall, it was really cute because like they did that. They said the food they like. Then they did like a small little commercial kind of, you know, selling the food. But yeah, that's pretty much it for that. So check all those out, everything we just talked about. And I think it's another good time to finally take your last bathroom break, your last water hydration break or whatever you hydrate with. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in for the Permission to Stand podcast, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley will tell you where you can check us out and simply what to do there without giving you full details, because you should know all the details in the beginning of the episode.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to enter our giveaway for Lisa's Alter Ego signed album, send it there, and also your question and answer is
if you want the Q&A episode, because I mean it seems like some people are definitely interested, the more questions we get, that kind of shows us the more interest there is, and we might have Q&A Sundays or something.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. But yeah, just keep sending us questions there. Like I said, anything K-pop related and any questions for us in general, and somehow link it to K-pop. It could be reaching really, really far, but if it makes sense, then yeah, just go for it. It could be about anything, like I said, just go for it. K-pop, kind of. Just connect it. Connect the dots and we'll be good.
Yes.
Anyways, it could be specific or very general. Anyways, we should move on now. Haley, I think it's time for BTS and Stray Kids.
Oh my God. I don't know why I have a lot this week, but for BTS, I'm going to be talking about Namjoon and V, because I feel like it's just been like a Jin overload.
I mean, yeah, we talked a lot about Jin already. like, let's not take that man in spotlight too much. It gets to his head.
Oh my
but
God.
we talked about two other members that was at Coldplay with Jin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, these are the two members you'll be covering, RM and V.
Yeah, so it's not just Namjoon though. This is actually like Tableau and Namjoon. So I'm putting this segment here. Because as you know, they're going to be releasing a song together. It's Tableau's song featuring RM. It's called Stop the Rain. It comes out May 2nd, which is really soon. So it was really cute because we all know that Tableau is a boomer, but he tries his best, honestly. Like, he tries really hard to keep up with the times and like how all these Gen Zers are, basically. So he made a reel answering question on Instagram as to why he held the song that him and Namjoon recorded together for so long. Because like,
they recorded this
before Namjoon enlisted.
Yeah, that's
and they're
a while.
Only releasing it now. So here is the reason why, which is really interesting to me. If you want to check it out, it's on his Instagram account.
Yeah, go to Tableau's Instagram. You'll find it. So, it's not Epic Highs, right?
It's just Tableau.
So look for Tableau, yep.
So basically, we all know that 3 years ago, Namjoon and Tableau did their first collab together, and it was on Namjoon's album, and it was called All Day. We all love that song. We did hear it perform live when we saw them. So both of them really, really enjoyed that experience working together. So they're like, we should do another song together, and it should be for my album, like Tableau's album. So they recorded the song Stop the Rain before Namjoon enlisted. And then so like the reason why that Tableau held onto it and didn't like release it until now, it's because like basically he was saying that when they were writing the lyrics to this song, it seemed really personal. Like it was like them writing in a journal, like so all their like personal, like maybe I don't know if it's like secrets and stuff like that, but it just seemed very, very like, you know, you shouldn't be reading another person's journal without permission kind of thing. So that's how Tableau like explained it. And so basically like when he was like going over the lyrics, he's like, I probably shouldn't release this because like I have no way to like, you know, talk to Namjoon and like ask him if it's okay.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, like he's, you know, they probably came up with the idea and the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, there's a lot of post-production and a lot of work, including, like, editing and just, you know, making sure everything sounds right, that I'm sure, like, he really went to the military.
Yes, exactly.
And then, like, was still working on this. But, by like, you know, like, maybe it was, like, possibly even, like, near the still, like, the beginning of, like, his enlistment.
Yeah.
Where he could have probably been, like, getting close to the end or, like, post-production. Then, boom, it just hit him, like, when he's finally, like, reading it
and
listening to
it.
He's like, wait a second. This is very, very
personal.
Yeah. And so I'm really curious now. The fact that he, you know, announcing, like, the reason why he held back was because it's personal. It's like, now there's more spotlight on RM's lyrics. Like,
yeah,
what
you're
are,
like, what's he talking about?
Wonder what he's talking about. Because, I mean, Tableau always puts his heart on his sleeve, too.
Right.
For his lyrics. And
oh,
it's always,
course.
Like, sometimes there's very, like,
deep
and, like, you know, like,
personal. Emotional.
Well, emotional things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like RM did the same thing. So, very curious.
Yeah, so basically he was like, Tableau said like, if it was just his journal, he would have dropped the song. But because it was also Namjoon's journal, he didn't want to because he didn't know if it was okay, basically. And then he said that Namjoon hit him up maybe like a month ago or so. And he was like, Hyung, where is the song? Like, he's like, where is it? Like, why didn't you drop it? And then Tableau explained and went over everything to Namjoon, the reason why he hasn't released it. And Namjoon, like, listened to the whole song, like, after, because it's done already. And he was like, release it. And then that's why Tableau was like, okay, well, I'm releasing it now on May 2nd.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's the reason
I mean, May
why.
2nd, like we said, there's a lot of stuff going on. So kind of excited. That's like just a day away now from when this episode drops.
And we all, I mean, like, Namjoon and Tableau have really good songs, and so I'm excited.
Even though it's like May 2nd, like because of the time, sometimes if it's like midnight, it'll drop May 1st, like
for
at
us.
9 or,
yeah,
you know, 9 p.m. or something.
Mm-hmm. So also, Tableau did an unboxing of this album.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. He was so precious, honestly. I was like, he's so cute. So basically, he started off the video by saying, I don't know how to do an unboxing video. But here's the album art.
Disclaimer. I like it.
Oh, he was like, here's the album art. So he's just like showing the cover of the album.
I like that.
And he's like, I know you love stickers, so I'm giving you two. So he puts his stickers.
And then he love photo cards, right?
And then the photo cards are a little bit interesting. So basically they look like a Joker, like a playing card Joker. Okay. And then a Queen card. But
ooh,
not Queen card. The Queen card. But it's not like your regular photo card where it's like a picture of Tablo or a picture of Namjoon. It's nothing like that. It's like the album art, basically. But it's like, I'm only including one kind of thing. So, but yeah, so good. I mean, I think you can buy it already because obviously it's coming out. But yeah, I think a lot of people were excited. And they're like, oh my God. Like they were commenting on his thing like, oh my God, like I ordered the album. Like they're super excited.
I wonder, so it's just one track though, right?
Like, yeah, this is a full it's just on one single. Track.
I wonder, because, you know, like, they're also infamous, like, especially Tablo and them, for making an instrumental version too. So hopefully it's like a like a regular track and then instrumental. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they add like a special like mix or something, or like a special cut.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out in due time.
And then also one small thing here about Tae. He did post.
Oh, did he, Haley?
Holy fuck. Like. Damn.
So he posted like a bunch of IG stories and she's like, oh, Tae, look, it's him. And then the last one.
Oh my.
Showing off.
He was wearing like a really tight black tank top and he was like at the gym, basically. He's
fucking thirst trapping.
Oh my God.
From the gym.
He's so freaking huge now. Like, it's insane.
Or he's a lot more muscular.
Very muscular.
Because if you rewind back to when before he went to the military.
He's tiny.
And when he released his solo.
Mm-hmm.
His arms are so scrawny.
So skinny. Now he's beefed
Yo,
up.
Yo, he's eating well and working out.
It's kind of like how Hyunjin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Hyunjin is way more defined, though.
Hyunjin is fucking buff.
But Hyunjin is so defined. His is really defined because his roommates are crazy. His roommates are fucking meatheads.
Yeah, Changbin. Yeah, so speaking of Stray Kids, I'm going to be moving on to them. I already went over this. So anyway, again, we are not going to be in Japan when this happens. I think we talked about this when they had their release of their Japan album Giant, but for Japan Railways, so the JR Lines in Japan, they're having a collab with Stray Kids again from April 28th to July 7th. If you are like in one of the regions where they have like JR lines, you'll see Skazoo and like Stray Kids stuff. And I think one is gonna be at Shizuoka Station, and it's all decked out in Stray Kids and Skazoo thing, like I guess like pictures and stuff. And it's for their Japanese album Hollow. So that we missed out that on that again.
I feel like it's every time. Like, no matter what, it's going to happen to us.
Right. And then, but one of our friends is going to be there. So I asked him, I was like, please, if you see this, can you take photos for me, Rocky?
Rocky. I'm going to be bothering Rocky, too. Since we're talking about Japan, or I'll let you keep talking about Japan. Once you're not talking about Japan, let me know.
Okay.
Just keep talking Japan.
So basically, like, stays in Japan, or whoever's in this, like in Japan at this time, you'll see Stray Kids exclusive videos on the trains, and then the stations will be decorated with like the members and Skazoo, and they'll also have voice messages from Stray Kids at the different stops, like the train stops basically. And a lot of fans have already started posting like the different Skazoo and Stray Kids setups that they've been seeing around Shizuoka, specifically that station. Yeah, that's it for
Japan, right? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to bring this up, and I know this is a random area, time to do it, because talking about Stray Kids. Literally, though, you know what else dropped in Japan? Baby Monster is going to have a Tower Records cafe when Rocky is there. This man better go there. So they have, like, you know, like food and cute food. Just like, you know, the Stray Kids Cafe kind of thing. Stray Kids Cafe probably had way more merch and different things.
The question is, does he have to?
That we don't know
reserve.
The details.
Usually, I'm pretty sure you'll have
usually to. You have to make reservations for this. So, like, that's, like, also a heads up. If you're going to Japan or, like, to Asia in general and you find out one of your groups is having a cafe or something, really check, because sometimes you really need to make a membership and also reservation ahead of time.
And specifically, sometimes it has to be the Japanese membership, because my stay membership Global didn't work.
Which, that's so bullshit.
It has to be Japan.
That was such bullshit to find out for you. I felt so bad, because when we were there and just like...
It was like, there. I was just like standing outside looking at the
scissors. We're just staring in. At we're just the like, cafe. Oh like, my okay. God. But yeah, so yeah, Baby Monster's doing the same thing. The merch isn't as extensive. There's like random small cute merch, but and the food isn't as crazy either. But it's just interesting to see like, oh, okay, Baby Monster's actually having their own cafe too. Japan has everything.
Right.
Must be nice.
I miss Japan. A little bit more on Stray Kids. So their new JP album, Hollow, is going to be having five original Japanese tracks. So the title track is obviously Hollow, and then it's going to be also Parade, Never Alone, Just a Little, and Destiny. And right now, because they're still continuing with their Dominate tour, we are seeing them next month, which is crazy. But first, they're going to be going to Japan again, May 10th to 11th and May 17th to 18th. So they'll be at Shizuoka, which is probably why they're having that collaboration with the JR Lines for Shizuoka.
I like that they do. There. I like that they make collaborations with like the actual general population's transportation.
Right. So like that's insane. It's only in Asia though, honestly.
Of course. Nonetheless, they want to collaborate with the Metro Orange Line here in
Hell no.
In LA.
I wouldn't even want them to. Gross.
You said gross. Yeah. Okay. We have the worst fucking public transportation. America sucks at this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Especially when you go Asia and you even like Australia. Oh my God.
Yeah. Even like Europe too. I feel like they have better trains. This is just really random. So Lee Bit, Lee Knows Bunny.
Yes.
Ranked number one in male idol plushie vote for Billboard reward. And then like his Billboard was it's for Billboard basically, and like his like they had like a video and stuff of him displayed in Times Square.
How shocked do you think Lino was finding this out?
Yeah, because it's the fans that obviously voted for it, but the fact that they have one for plushies, I was like, what?
Leave it for real?
Leave
that's
it won.
Fucking crazy actually.
So he's secured. So Leave It has officially secured first place in the male idol plushie goods theme vote.
That's impressive, considering you know, like I mean, because BTS is not active too, but like,
mm-hmm.
BT21 is still active. In terms of like the members are not active,
but of course they still have
but
their.
They
little...
have it exists. BT21 is still dropping shit while over half of them was in the military still.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. I was like, what kind of news is
for
this?
For Lee Bit.
And so they just have like a whole digital billboard for him up, like just of Lee Bit specifically.
I'm trying to think. I mean, generally, people like bunnies anyways. Bunnies are cute.
They do.
His is like
it's just because the way that Lino handles Lee Bit is like very different. Like he's not caring and stuff of Lee Bit at all. He holds him by the ears.
But
he, like,
I know
him
that,
around.
But we're just talking about the because you're talking about the design itself, right? Oh, is that why?
No, people just voted for it because it's Lino.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Because, like, basically they were saying thanks to the support of Stays for voting for Lee Bit, basically. Yeah, so that's my news.
Yep, mic drop. Okay, so thank you everyone for tuning in. If you're still here, as always, you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley and I are here every Thursday talking about K-pop, of course. And we need your help, not just to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in, but we need your help to at least give us some Q&A questions. Just write up or send us some questions. I'll give you an email next episode if you do not have an Instagram. But majority of you have been contacting us, and we do a lot of the giveaways and everything through Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. So hit us up there. Give us your questions, you know, K-pop related.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a good amount in. I want more though, because I don't want to like run out of content if we start this and run out within like 4 months and we have nothing else. So
maybe we should just make it like once a month.
And you know
kind
what?
Of thing.
No, I want to, because I mean,
like a special episode.
No, I don't want to make a full episode. Do you want to film?
No, not like
that's
a
what
full
I'm saying.
Episode.
That's what I'm saying though.
Like 15 minutes only.
Yeah. So that would be okay to do weekly. And also, you know what? I want, I'm going to include it because it's already the end of this episode, I want you to also let us know, maybe just inform us, like, fun or interesting K-pop stories, K-pop concert stories, K-pop stories in general. Maybe when you're buying an album, something funny happened, or like when you bought multiple albums, like something about like you pulling your, never pulling your bias. K-pop stories would be cool hearing from you. We'll talk about those as well. So give us K-pop stories and give us K-pop questions, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about this because literally just thought of this off the fly. Haley, what can they do when they message us right now and when we finally give them an email?
Please send us your giveaway entries at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram for Lisa's Alter Ego signed album. Please tell us who your Blackpink bias is. Who was your favorite solo album out of the four members? And tell us what songs you like the best.
That's it. Three items. And I think that's it for now, Haley. Please, are you okay, Haley?
I'm dying.
You're dying. Why? What's wrong?
I want to go play with Raphael.
Oh my gosh. That's not even K-pop related. Anyways, thank
you
for joining us.
When they do a K-pop theme, it will be.
You could keep dreaming. Anyways,
I'm going to.
Thank you everyone for joining us as always. Till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.